March 18th, 2078, 9 in the morning. Felicity Danson has been tending to people who need cyberware in her practice, where she keeps her practice. In her break room, we see 5 Shadowrunners, or supposed Shadowrunners, seated in this at the table.
I look like I am Blueberry Joy, a human. I look like I am stuck about 100, 200 years in the past. I have a tan trench coat that goes down real low, tan pants to go with it, and you know those like brown shoes that I wing-toed? I got some wingtip shoes to play the part. He's got 3 arms. 4.
One's broken.
2 are robot arms. The real one isn't broken.
Yeah.
The real one isn't broken. The robot one is.
My name is Greg. I play Mushtok. Face 10, body 10. While resting, I'd say he has a rather intense looking face that turns surprisingly goofy when he smiles. He's got a large, thick nose that gives a unique silhouette when combined with his long elven ears. He wears an ornate armored vest with a flowing waist cape ordained with golden symbols from his order that pairs well with his dark caramel skin. He usually walks barefooted unless performing certain rites, and his most defining traits are his sheer size standing at a fearsome 9'6" in his piercing golden eyes. He's also, his hair is a long black dreaded mane that reaches the sort of mid part of his back. He's very large, very sort of scary at first, because most people aren't used to seeing people this large, but once you get to know him, he's pretty friendly.
And I am 5'6" tall. I have a similar build to a dancer. Eyes of violet, very bright, very shiny. My hair is currently in a blunt blonde bob. Words are hard. Skin, very pearlescent, almost robot-like, some would say. Wings looking very metallic, dated in appearance, kind of like skeletal bat wings. And then for clothes, it is a deep V leotard in the jet black, with sheer sleeves going down to fingers in a loop. There's a belt worn. It's very snug around the hips, but droops down on one side. I have no shoes, and I have a choker on. And I have 3 ear piercings, all hoops on one ear, the right ear.
So Jesus is about, like, 6 feet-ish tall. In the daytime, he's just, like, he just looks like a fucking deer. Like a regular-ass deer with, like, a dude. And at night, he has like a light, like pale blue skin, and his fur is a much deeper, more vibrant blue. And he's a fairly muscular centaur, I guess. I don't know the gauge of muscular to not muscular, but he has muscle tone.
Okay.
He's a very long, dark hair. It has a very, very, like, calm, like, I want to help kind of demeanor. He gives off a very friendly vibe, despite literally being a monster.
About 6 feet tall, and I'm human. And he's wearing, like, really shitty, raggedy clothes, because, like, he fucking lives in a dumpster.
So all these faces are sitting around this table in this cyberware shop, essentially. It's kind of mid-grade. It's not, like, super fancy, so there's no cutting-edge stuff, but it's not like she's putting used cyberware into people, unless they can't afford, like, the mid-range. After finishing up with a patient and making sure that they're all stable, she comes into this rest area. What did I call it? The kitchen? Break room? And she looks at the lot of you. She says, "Have you guys done a run before?"
Not really.
I'm very fast.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant.
I've put many people who do runs behind bars.
Maybe you're not the best for this.
But that doesn't mean I can't go rogue.
Are you going to?
if you need me to.
Okay. She pulls up her comlink. She kind of projects a holographic screen towards you guys, and she says, get on Dojo. I have things to do. I'll check back on you guys in an hour. Set it up.
Okay. To the dojo.
No, it's something
it's
else.
It's an app.
We find jobs.
Yeah.
Hmm. He nods in agreement. He does not understand.
But yeah, you'd know what this is. Mm-hmm. You'd know what this is because of the like counterintelligence part of it. And you definitely know what this is. Jesus, not so much.
I'm sorry for the water bowl crinkling.
No, it's fine.
Is there a specific job we're looking for?
Yeah.
Or are we just doing
you're just setting it up.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'm in.
If I remember correctly, we were setting up... It doesn't seem like necessarily the best plan, but the first thing that came to mind was doing one of these shadow jobs and talking to someone who works with us.
Okay.
Because supposedly, according to lady whose name I can't remember, all the shadow runners in the city know that asshole whose name I also cannot remember.
Did I write down
the asshole? The asshole who you know.
Yeah.
Jeremy?
No.
I think it begins with an O.
Oh, my friend.
Oliver?
Oliver Witz.
Yes, Oliver.
Oliver
because
Witz.
Everyone, apparently all the Shadowrunners in this city know where Oliver Twist is.
Mm-hmm. So let's find him.
I like that he can't read, but he knows what Oliver Twist is. I think I said this last time.
How do you catch a bad guy with Oliver Witz?
I'm gonna use that
station because I'm not okay with him.
Everyone will love me for that joke.
No,
how do we catch?
You don't know my friends.
I mean, okay. I don't really understand how shadow running works, but I do know how to talk to people. So if we can find a shadow runner and ask them about Oliver, then we find Oliver. It's that simple, right?
You tried that already.
Yeah.
Who is the shadow runner? Oh. Hello, I didn't know you were a Shadowrunner.
But you did that already. Maybe with somebody else this time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but according to Olivia...
I like this trope of Mushtalk not remembering.
but according to Olivia, every Shadowrunner in this city knows Oliver. They might be related in some way.
Their names do sound similar.
Their names sound similar.
That's Felicity.
Felicity. Okay, I'll remember that.
I don't think you will.
Trust me. I'm a man of my word.
Maybe not of names, though.
Names are words.
Anyways, Felicia told us that these Shadowrunners... So this does sound like a good plan. I feel like I've explained it four times already. Is that what we're doing? That is the only...
Okay. I think so.
Sure, yeah.
All right, so how do you set up a job? Through this application?
Yes.
Dojo.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Look at that. We didn't even tell you application. We just said app. Good job.
Yes. I feel like I've heard that word used before. So do that.
Okay. Egg, it's all on you. Give us some of the high rank missions.
Okay. So the way that Dojo works is it's kind of like the Tinder interface of yore, where people like post.
So you just what?
Tinder interface of yore.
Yeah.
Cool.
You
swipe right on a mission you want to do.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
So I never.
Yeah, you
actually,
think I'm joking.
I never actually use Tinder. Which one is accept?
I just clicked swipe.
Right.
I
think
it's right.
Right is accept. So
none
like,
of us have used Tinder.
In that one day.
I played Tinder on Victor's account.
Yeah. On that.
I also played Tinder on Victor's account.
I can't remember.
On that played one day Tinder. We did it. I just pressed the buttons.
Okay.
I didn't swipe. I just pressed the
buttons. Too.
Yeah, it has buttons. You can
hit
a check mark or X or a blue star, which means you really like them.
Anyway.
I hate that we said we
or
played
probably
Tinder.
So.
Yeah, no, that's like really. That's like.
A game.
I mean, it is to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like.
No games, no drama. Man. Anyway, so yeah, people put like a dossier of the job, how much it pays, and like the description on Dojo.
Mm-hmm.
And Dojo is short for direct jobs.
It for what jobs?
Drek jobs.
Drek?
Yeah, it's kind of like an amalgam of Drek jobs, dirty jobs, and do jobs.
Okay.
So.
Drek jobs.
Yeah. they're low on creativity in the cyberpunk future. Anyway, so you set it up, and as you gain notoriety through the app, you get access to higher rank missions.
Okay.
So does anyone have notoriety?
No.
I do, right?
Do you? That is the wrong piece of paper.
Oh, wait. Yeah, no, I have no notoriety.
I also have no notoriety.
You have one.
Oh, yeah, I have one.
Where is Sounds it? Like a starting
spot. I also have one.
So it looks like we're getting a ship mission. Starts wiping.
Except well, the high ones. It goes rank zero, and, like, anyone can take those jobs. And then rank one is like, okay, you've done some things. Okay. Technically, your notoriety would be higher, but you've taken a break, so it reset.
Okay.
So we're going to take, like, a shitty job and hope the person who helps us is a...
So...
Knows Oscar.
So who needs to sign up on this? You've signed up. You... I don't think you would have signed up, but you know how to, like, manage your way around it.
Okay.
I will sign up. However, Mushtaq and Jesus will need help.
Okay.
Yes.
I cannot read.
All right, let's sign up together.
I have a pool of two and computer.
I do not have
you don't, you, that's not for this. This is just you can use a comlink. Like, you can use a cell phone.
Do they have devices that would...
You can help them use them.
They have a comlink, I think.
Wait, can't you just use it on a comlink?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The way that...
We got comlinks in the last session. Okay. At least
right. The way that you guys will be using your comlinks is that... do you guys have trodes or an AR display on your character sheets at all?
Yes.
I don't think so. Let me check.
They're
trodes
built in
and what?
Trodes and an AR display.
Okay.
They're kind of like a two-for-one package. I'm going to homebrew this a little. They're like actual things in Shadowrun, but I need you guys to use computers. Against your will, but I need you guys to use computers. So the trodes, they stick to like your temples. And they're like patches that have tech in them. And they will project your comlink screen like into your retinas. So you can look at it. You can look at the jobs and stuff. You don't actually have to interface with it. And you can see messages and stuff from your team.
Okay.
But yeah.
So it makes it so someone like me who is computer illiterate can just understand.
You can just look because you can read. It'll you have it set up so that it'll do it automatically. In your case, you can like take pictures of people, and if a contact like contacts you, you can voice call them, corresponding to whose picture came up. It's a workaround, but it'll help in the future.
So I'll see a picture of like Blueberry Joy. It'll be like his contact photo.
Yeah, it'll be like Adam's
cast head. Yes, patch me through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be like that. So, and as far as the jobs go. You'd just see like a number of stars for rank. You'd have to have someone help you like get the specifics. You'd have someone help you get the specifics too, Jesus, unless it displays it in like the little pop up.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's a good solution, I think.
Because
it takes into account your qualities.
Yes.
So, and you don't ever have to use it; it's there.
Okay.
So, you guys have all signed up at this point, and you can see just, like, a Craigslist feed of jobs. It's, like, a hybrid between, like, Tinder and Craigslist, where you can, like, click on the job to find more information, and then yes, no.
All right. Which one of these ones have to do with blood magic?
Well, this one is telling me to take out the trash, so we should do that one.
Yeah. All of the rank zero ones are, like, take out trash, lost keys, walk dog. Help clean my home.
Let's walk
a dog. Let's hire these shadow runners to walk my dog.
A lot of people will do stuff for cheap, especially shadow runners in Denver.
So is this like Fiverr of the future?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, shadow runners are the Fiverr employees of the future.
Nice.
But for more illegal things.
This person wants the newest Skittle album.
Yeah, go to Target and get me the... Target and get me music.
Wait, Neo does Target still exist? I thought it was all Neo Amazon.
No, Target.
No, it's Neo Target 2. Target for short.
Wait, what happened to Neo Target 1?
We don't talk about
Neo Amazon happened.
Target has survived because it is the happiest place still on Earth for 200 years running.
Nope, Disney's still around. Target. Disney kind of has that on... Locked down.
No, Target stole it from them.
Has Disney just consumed Florida at this point?
I say we walk his dog. You guys want to walk a dog?
Yeah, you guys can all like split up and take simple jobs.
I like dogs.
To build your notoriety.
No, I mean together. It sounds like a good bonding experience.
You've also linked up, so you have, like, a squad.
Okay.
You would know that, like, Shadowrunners typically come in squads. Mm-hmm. Like, the head of the squad will, like, get the jobs and then, like, call on their, because I got up once.
Accurate, I feel you.
Fucking preach.
So the leader of the squad would be like, oh, I know a team of people who can do this, and they'd get that team of people.
Okay.
So who is our head?
Do we have a squad name?
Oh, no.
We do not.
Can we?
Yes.
Sure, why not?
What is our squad name?
I don't have anything in mind. I was hoping you guys would. I just kind of wanted us to pick a squad name.
The Tier 10 Jira Tigers.
I'm not from there.
No, that's your basketball team.
Yeah. That's your local basketball team.
Hey, Moosh Talk and Friends. I'm not good at this.
I'm not either.
I do not have a well of information to pull from.
We'll come back to this.
The Tier 10 Jira Tyrants.
That's their rivals.
Yeah, that's the South Side basketball.
Shite.
Wait, you guys can come up with a squad name later.
Yeah.
It's just like squad and then like a random string of numbers.
Cool.
Because it just generated one for you based on your locale.
I have a pool of 7 in animal handling. I could walk so many dogs.
7. I can walk 4 dogs.
I want to walk a dog. I'm going to take this job.
So we're just going to take odd jobs until we hit rank 1.
We're already rank 1.
No, you are rank one.
So okay. It depends on who's the squad leader, but like you can take jobs and bring your people there.
You are our new head.
Yeah.
All right.
You're the highest rank.
All right. What are rank 1 jobs and take us on one?
Rank 1 jobs are like
can we be carton of egg?
Like steal 200 bucks.
Yes.
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 It's carton set in stone. Before we can even approve, I type it in and save it.
Yeah,
I have no clue.
The words leave Blueberry Joy's mouth, and egg is, carton of egg, squad renamed. It pops up in your group chat.
Nice.
Your squad chat.
And they have to monetize it somehow, so it's like you can't change your name until next month. You have to buy another name change. That was your one free one.
All right, cool. I'm fine with carton of egg.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, you can take jobs that are like... I don't know what rank 1 jobs would be. I didn't think this far. I thought, like, big picture stuff, but give me a minute.
Yeah, we get to do shitty stuff.
Kill these rats.
It's like...
Kill these rats? What?
Are we exterminators now?
Yeah.
I don't know if we have the tools to kill rats without destroying
tools!
No, without destroying everything. I should have been more clear.
Can kick.
There are some
exceptions. A rat?
I can pierce 5 of them.
I think you're proving my point exactly.
Is shotguns overkill to kill rats?
Yes.
Yes. I'm not even sure you could hit a rat with a shotgun that easily. It might be hard.
Get it real close.
Not with that attitude.
Yeah,
I mean, they're buckshot. Shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah. Anyway, so rank 1 jobs are like steal this like small-time artifact. Like people use it to get foci and stuff, or they'll put out like want ads for like, hey, do you know a talismonger? Get me this thing for magic users. It'll be.
We should probably avoid those ones.
It'll generally be things like
talismongers,
like get this from point A to point B.
Okay.
Get me like this low grade piece of information from the Matrix. Stuff like that. Like low risk stuff. Payouts cap out at like 2,000 New Yen.
Okay.
Does anybody need dogs moved?
No, not currently.
Does anybody need us to solve any murders?
That's not a rank 1.
Does anybody need us to solve any
what rank 1s do we see?
Any thefts?
Any thefts? Are you being a cop or are you being a shadow runner?
Ooh, I don't know.
Are you going rogue yet?
Are you going to arrest us if we steal something?
I do not have the authority to arrest anybody. I should be perfectly clear.
It would be 4-1 anyways.
I have backup. They just may take a while because we're nowhere near them.
Would your handcuffs even fit Mushtaq?
I don't have
handcuffs. Or Jesus.
I don't have handcuffs.
Okay.
Do you have hoof cuffs?
I don't think they'd be much use on Jesus.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, oh no, you take down my hands. Jesus can kick.
So you see one that's a transport artifact.
Okay.
Pay out 1,500 New Yen.
Cool. Each?
Total.
No.
Cargo inspection, pay out 1,000. And there's another one. It's early in the day, so there's only like 3 or 4. And another one is bodyguard needed, pay out 2,000.
Oh, let's do the bodyguard.
Which one do we want to do?
Bodyguard.
He's 9 feet tall.
Yeah.
No one's going to mess with
it. I could place him in my shirt and carry him around.
Right. Maybe don't do that.
Let's send Mushtaq to go be a bodyguard.
You're going to send Mushtaq only to be a bodyguard?
I don't think I can be much of a bodyguard.
Should we send someone to keep an eye on Mushtaq?
Jesus will go.
Okay.
Jesus and Mushtaq.
Again.
Crime. Fucking cop buddy movie.
Let's go. Rush Hour.
Oh, fantastic. Which one of us is Jackie Chan?
Okay. So you guys show up. You walk down to the job, like, you hit swipe left on it, or swipe right, the good one.
You press the green check
mark. You press the green check mark on the job. That's easy enough for you to understand. So you accept it, and it tells you, it sends you, let's see, like a map picture of where to meet. And it's kind of almost a block away from where you parked that 12-wheeler that you guys used to come here.
Oh, cool. Convenient. We go.
Throw them in the back.
Okay, yeah, you get there without incident. It's like a brisk walk, brisk 10-minute walk. Yeah, it's like 50-ish outside. It's like a spring-ish day. You guys get there, and it's an orc. And he's, like, looking nervously for who's showing up, because you put those descriptions that I had you do at the beginning of that episode in the thing, but he was like, what? Like, did a centaur and a... and a Wakyambi just accept my job. My rank 1 job.
That is correct. Hello, we are your bodyguards.
Hello.
Name's James.
Hello, James. I am Mushtaq of Tiritanji.
Jesus.
The Christ?
The centaur.
He says, accepted my...
Indeed.
Yes.
Job.
We need to run shadows. So.
Okay.
Let's guard the bodies. Where are they?
You're new to this. You're going to be guarding me.
Oh, easy.
You see that truck in that lot? He points to the semi that you guys drove over here.
Yes.
Yes.
Someone hasn't paid for parking. And we need to impound it. I need to get it down to the shop so that, you know, there's space for other cars.
So, I like Jesus. That's our car?
Oh, that's your car.
No, I don't. I'm dumb, oh, but this I'm is, not that. This I turn to Jesus and I say, okay. Our car? Is the
yeah.
So you're moving a car. Why do we need to protect you?
Oh, you'll see.
That is very cryptic. I would like to know what I need to protect you from.
First, I need to get in it.
That car.
That car.
And that is our car, right? Okay.
There's only one semi-truck.
Okay.
In this lot.
Okay, sure. Get in the car.
Okay.
Can you drive?
Yes.
Okay. Because I cannot drive.
Okay. Okay. He takes out...
Does it still smell like Neo McDonald's?
Neo McDonald's is still in it.
Oh, man.
Did we leave the keys?
That sounds like something we
do. You'll see.
Oh, no.
He has one of those, like, window-breaking tools. He uses it to smash the window open, gets in the car, in the truck, hotwires it, and revs the engine. This happens within, like, 10 seconds.
Yeah.
He's very nimble.
I do flinch when he breaks the window.
Okay. And the parking attendant at the front of the lot, you guys have parked kind of in the back. The parking attendant at the front of the lot, like, notices, he hears the window break, and he's like, Hey, what are you doing over there?
We are getting this... Tell him, Jesus.
We are assisting a man taking this
car. He's across the lot.
Okay.
Imagine Jesus shouting.
Okay.
We are assisting this man.
He backs the... He's, like, in the driver's seat now. He was kind of, like, pushing on the pedal to make sure that it was running. He backs it out of the space, like, narrowly missing you guys, and kind of hits the building in the back and peels out of the lot. He's gone.
I would like to jump onto the car.
Okay.
As he's going away.
I would like you to make a pure reaction test to see if you can do this.
Just reaction?
Yeah.
Two hits.
You can't make it. You jump, but it passes you before you can catch on to anything. So it's close, but he's out of the lot.
I'll start chasing after it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Roll your running pool.
Which one of us has a higher running pool?
Well, you said you wanted to start chasing after it, so you're rolling the running pool.
There is no way Mushtaq is not chasing after that guy.
All right.
So Jesus walks over to Mushtaq and, like, positions himself like this. He's like, get on.
I don't know. I've got a movement of 30.
Okay, you might actually be faster.
So I will find my Schattenwurf.
Where is...
Shopping.
I have a movement. Yeah, you have twice my movement, actually.
I have a movement of 12.
Mine is
16.
The hell is my
I think this is 4 walking, 16 running. I think that's how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have 15 walk, 30 run.
The fuck?
I am very tall.
Your walk is almost faster than my run.
Okay, so Pat, you've walked a Jake, right?
Yeah.
Just imagine that, like, 4
times
faster.
Hits.
11 hits?
Yes.
Okay.
I
mean, you're running, but Jesus did say he wanted to start running first, so I'm going to use his roll.
1, 2, 3. Oh, is that in the...
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Fuck, so many. 8 hits.
Okay.
Out of a pool of 16.
So you managed to keep him in your line of sight. He's accelerating pretty quickly.
I don't understand what happened as we're running. and I catch up. This man wants us to protect him, and he just ran away from us. I'm gonna keep fucking chasing that car. I do not. I'm going to hunt this man down.
All right.
He has something to hide.
Okay. So roll your running pool, not your movement.
Running.
Like your running skill.
Oh, okay. That is still... Okay, once I find it. Okay, that is much more reasonable. 3 hits.
Oh, wait, what's your pull?
8.
8? Okay. You are still keeping him in your line of sight. Mm.
Should I do the same?
If you want.
Okay. I'll do it just to be sure. Right, let's do this again.
So you're... I'm actually going to pet. Can you pass me a marker?
As I'm chasing the car, I say,
2 hits.
Stop! We must protect you!
You're still in the same range.
You're going to die!
Do you have any spells? So, like, Jesus is like, get him back up to Mushtaq. And he's just like,
he's galloping along.
It's pretty clear that he was lying about this whole thing.
Yeah, you guys are keeping pace with one another. Mm. You, if he's at the top of that chart there, you guys are at far.
Okay.
Okay.
My only question is, why the hell did he take this job if he was going to take our car? I don't understand. I will find him, and I will ask him these questions.
Jesus agrees. Why did he go to the trouble of hiring a bodyguard if he was just going to break in himself and drive off?
It's like he just wanted to have witnesses there.
This will be the last mistake he ever makes.
Okay. I want you to roll your running pool again.
Two hits.
Out of 30?
No, out of 8.
Oh.
Let's see. I'm going to move these dice out of the way so I don't mix them up.
My movement is 3 meters per hit.
Okay,
re-roll that one.
You guys fall down out of extreme. He is out of your line of sight.
1, 2.
I know his face, hits. Though.
Okay.
Do we still get the karma, though?
He's still out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Your car's gone.
Do we still get the notoriety, though?
Can we leave him a bad Yelp review?
Everything's a sacrifice.
Yeah, could you leave reviews on Dojo?
Dojo?
He stole our fucking car.
Yeah, so what do you guys, Jesus and Mushtaq, what do you do now?
What do we do? Do we just go back?
I am so confused.
Jesus is as well.
Where the fuck even were we? So we walked like a block to the lady's house, and we went back to where we started, and some dickhead just stole our car.
Yeah, you're like a couple blocks up from the cyberware shop.
Okay, sure. So I have... I think I'm a good person, but I also have a few, some people say, anger issues. I will not let this go. I will continue running. I will ask people if they have seen a fucking truck come by. And I will chase this man until he stops. And then when I find him, I will take our fucking car back and I will kill him.
You get a message from Felicity. Both of you. Everyone. Well, not you guys because you're in the clinic. But
can I read while running?
You can't read.
you raise an excellent point.
Does he have text to speech? Did we enable that for him?
Yeah, you have text to speech, but you can't proofread it.
Okay, message go.
Okay, you can dictate.
Go message.
It types out go message.
Oh. I don't know what the message is. How do I respond to it?
It keeps typing this out. I don't know what the message is.
Yes.
How do I respond? You're seeing these things pop up,
yes.
But you don't know what they say.
This robot is making fun of me!
Oh, man.
I fucking hate this city. I hate this town. I want to go home.
That little SMS thing pops up where it's like... 30 out of 140. It starts breaking it up.
Does it replace fucking with ducking?
It does. So yeah, you're still running. He's still going. He is completely out of sight. And traffic is beginning to build up because it's 9 a.m. on a Monday.
9 a.m. Well, traffic, perfect. I'm going to find that car. My GTA, I'm out the fucking car.
Jeez.
What was the message?
The message was to come the fuck back to the shop.
Oh, okay.
Ignored. That is the final.
She calls you.
Oh, hello.
I need you to come back.
I'm currently chasing some dickhead who stole our car.
No, listen, it'll be fine. Trust me.
Okay.
Is Jesus still running?
No, Jesus is like just standing there. Like
waiting
just,
for him?
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus is sitting there. Like, Mushtaq is like fucking away. He's gone. And Jesus is just there like...
I have a question.
Yes.
Do centaurs sit like people, or do they like sit like dogs, kind of?
How do I've never seen a horse or deer like sit, so I actually don't know.
Well, yeah, deers like fold their legs.
Yeah, they like fold their legs under, right? Like, he'd sit like that.
Decompress.
He would not sit on his ass
and like become completely
four legs just like this. Torso perpendicular to the ground.
Parallel. Yeah.
No. Fuck.
So yeah, you guys return to the clinic, and Felicity's briefing the three of you on someone, a contact she knows, and that you know also, Meg.
How'd the mission go?
Yeah. So
someone stole our car.
Why?
I don't know. I really don't know. I am honestly more invested in killing this asshole than all of them.
Listen.
Do you know where he went?
No. That's the worst part. Cars are very fast, even faster than me. I have to admit it. I'm ashamed.
Listen, rank one jobs are often covers for bigger jobs. So I think he was doing something for someone else. Honestly, you're not going to miss it.
But
once it's
did
gone.
We get the notoriety?
No, you didn't finish the job.
There was no job.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have no. You didn't get the notoriety.
Could we track
you
down the car? Does anyone have tracking?
Follow the smell of McDonald's.
We wind up at McDonald's.
There's no struggle in the ball pit again.
No. Felicity's been briefing you guys on this contact. She says, listen, just go down to her shop. She can get you to one of the most reliable leads I have on this thing. You won't be here for very long. Because he's not... He moves quick. And she says, you. Mm-hmm. And she points at Egg. You know her.
Mm-hmm.
Deviant.
Mm-hmm.
She used to head up your squad.
Mm-hmm.
Before you ghosted her. And you know where her shop is. You can take people there. But Felicity just says, just get everyone else there. She knows the situation. I have patience. And she leaves.
Before she leaves. So
yeah,
rank one jobs are usually scams.
Yes.
And
you didn't tell
then
us.
Then what are rank zero jobs?
Yeah.
I wish
are
you had told
scams?
Me that so I could have killed the orc. That's fine. I'll kill him some other time. Side
yeah,
quest.
He's gone.
I start speaking. Note to self. Find and kill shitty orc.
Do you remember his name?
Send James. I don't remember. I don't forget the names of my enemies.
It puts that all in the note. And after like a 5 second silence, it's like, okay, good, done.
I don't think that's his real name.
I know. I'm good at reading people.
I mean, most of us don't have our real names.
My name is actually Mushtaq. Believe it or not.
So yeah, you guys can pretty much do whatever you want until you want to go to this shop. You don't have to go right away.
Let's do some more jobs.
Can I go walk a dog?
Yeah, you can go walk a dog.
I say we kill James.
I say we kill James. What an excellent idea.
You would know if he was fucking.
If he was fucking?
Was he fucking?
He was not fucking.
All right.
He fucked us over, though. We stole our
so
car.
He was fucking.
I'm going to have to walk back to Tier Tangier after I kill this.
Oh, that's a good point. We
yes,
don't have a way
we
home.
We don't have a fucking car.
Huh.
Why is nobody else upset?
We need a car to get to the shop.
No, you don't.
How do you
no?
feel about living
it's
here?
Within walking. I hate
within, like,
this
public
place.
Transit.
I hate these people. I hate the way the city smells. I hate the way the city looks. I hate everything about where I am right now.
I
those sound like problems
my
you could get over.
And fly just above Mushtaq's head and poke him, teasing him with my flight.
Maybe not right now.
Yeah, he can still reach you and go.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of fast.
Let's get our car back.
I find a nice Afghan hound named Margot.
Yeah.
She just wants to walk around the block.
Yeah. It's like, it takes half an hour.
What's
you guys
the dog
kind
stealing
of mill
from
about.
You?
What?
What's the dog stealing from you?
You guys mill about the.
Ow.
Felicity's shop while Aviana goes to walk this dog. You make $20.
Nice.
Hey.
I can get so many more Neo chicken nuggets.
You can get.
Does our notoriety go up?
80?
For 20 bucks?
Yeah, $5 for 20 nuggets.
Oh shit, that's right, I forgot.
You mean 5 new yen for 20 nuggets?
Yeah.
Mm hmm.
I walk anyway. Over to Moose.
80 for $4 and a shoulder.
80 for 4 new like, yen.
It is okay. Calm down.
He stole that car fair and square.
I returned
it. Stole it from us.
We shouldn't be mad about this, huh?
We found the keys. We found it.
That car's just going through the circle of life.
You stole it.
Nah.
We bought it with our hard-earned cash. I'm a detective, you know, of high prestige.
It was just sitting there collecting dust.
I don't understand. This world makes no sense to me. Why didn't he just steal the car? Why did he make us witness it? It's like he signed his own death warrant.
I don't think he was thinking about dying because he stole a car.
So oh. You're back from
generally, things
at this
don't
point.
Yeah, I returned
escalate
with
that
my
quickly
20 new
around
yen.
Here.
All right,
usually,
we can go now.
Sometimes people are jailed or punished, but generally never killed for stealing a car.
He's going to learn a hard lesson today.
Maybe not today.
I say we do it right now.
We should go to the auto
let us,
body
let's
shop.
Let's go to the.
Let's go to the auto body shop.
Let's okay. Go to
what
the
auto
shop.
Body shop?
The one owned by Deviant.
Okay, let us go to Deviant's house.
You get one karma point.
Technically, I don't.
Technically, you don't.
Can I have his karma point?
No.
Can
he
I
needs
find more
it.
Nuggets?
Can I,
of
I
stuff?
Need it.
Can I steal
you
his
do get
karma
one karma
point?
For walking that dog.
Oh shit!
No.
I want to steal his. I want to pick
how many nuggets
his karma.
Does one karma get you?
A lot.
I want to trade all of my karma for
what,
nuggets.
Isn't like one karma 2,000 new yen?
Yeah.
We can get
oh
so
my
many.
But during character creation.
You can eat for the rest of your life.
Yo, that's
which
like,
admittedly won't be very long because you're eating nuggets. But
oh my god.
That's
wait.
The...
That's 10,000.
Okay. You can't convert karma to new yen after character creation.
Okay. But hypothetically speaking, I just want to know how many nuggets.
Yeah, we're doing that right now.
We're doing this on the way, you know? It's
yeah, you guys are taking the fucking train there.
Yes. Oh, man. When's the episode where we have to teach Mushtaq how
that
to
use a teapot? That is 40,000 nuggets.
That's a lot of nuggets. We okay. Need to teach everyone how to use a
teapot. It's 2,020 pieces, so 40,000 nuggets.
You're saying this as you walk through the
front
the
door
threshold of this car shop.
Do you guys know a James?
He's... recognize this orc. He is behind a computer typing away. He has glasses on now. He's being a secretary. He's a, like the receptionist for this shop.
And suddenly his head is caved in by my foot. His heart attack.
So you rush him sneak and then attack.
Oh, hi James.
No, you rush him and someone steps in front of you and like holds out a hand and is like, "No. You're not getting rid of him."
Please explain to me why I should not attack this person who stole my car.
Because he's the best receptionist I've had in, like, 4 years. Okay? Settle down.
Okay.
Plus, you're on my territory now.
Territory? That is hilarious.
My name is Deviant. Welcome to my shop. And she points behind her.
Nice
there,
to meet you.
There are several
your
cars.
Your receptionist stole my fucking car.
Yeah. Because the owner of the lot wanted us to impound it.
Our job was to... protect this person. They hired us on that job, and they stole our car.
Instead James! James! Pay them, please.
Thank you. They'll take
you
my Nora and my money. And I'll take the fucking keys to my car.
She tosses you the keys, and she says, I mean, it's not gonna run now.
Why not?
She, her crew has at this point gutted the engine for parts.
Hey, at least you got a souvenir.
We'll just Flintstones it.
Do we still get the notoriety?
Yeah.
Do we still get the empty shell of a car?
You all get...
Are we all
well,
leveled?
Mushtaq and Jesus get one notoriety for finally finishing this job. No, you don't get the shell of the car because it's hers now.
Damn.
So, explain
yeah,
to
is
me
this. Yeah, is this out of character?
No.
Oh, okay.
Explain to me this.
Yeah.
We parked in a place for 2 hours.
No, went you parked overnight.
That was overnight.
And you
I
didn't.
Don't remember falling asleep.
We did.
Did we fall asleep?
Yes.
In the in the place.
Yeah.
I slept inside. You parked overnight and didn't pay for your parking.
Didn't know that. I didn't realize there were even parking lots. I thought it was just a parking space. In fact, I don't even remember parking being like. So these people were able to, because we parked in a place, left it overnight, they hired a shadow runner to steal our car and in 2 hours have already ripped the engine out.
I work fast.
Okay. Sure. All right. Get your fucking information so I can go home.
Hey. Mushtaq
leaves
the store.
Okay. He'll be less upset in a minute.
No, he won't.
No.
No, he won't.
I'm going to go and offer Mushtaq some crackers? Comfort crackers.
Have you guys eaten breakfast?
No.
Maybe that's why he's so angry.
Isn't that what we were doing at the table?
No, you were just sitting.
What table?
When back you left.
Back in what's her face?
Back at Felicity's.
Yeah.
No. Crackers make everything better.
Okay. You guys can go find some breakfast. Or, it's still like breakfast time.
We have to go to.
Neoneds is so far away.
Neoneds the way back in.
Redding.
Redding.
I'm sure there's a Redding, Colorado.
There might be.
No, Neoneds is a family-owned diner.
Damn, not a chain.
Not a chain. So Felicity looks over at your group after Mushtaq leaves and just says, "Egg."
That was out of character.
So that was character.
No, that's
that
was definitely
that was
character.
That was in character, you fucking idiot.
Haven't changed.
Hey.
Haven't changed.
Maybe. Hey.
No, I know you haven't. What brings you here?
We're looking for someone. We're looking for, what was his name? Oliver. Witz.
Okay. Keep your voice down.
Why?
We should keep your fucking voice down.
Witz.
Oliver. And she says, "James, watch over the shop for a little bit. I have to talk to these guys." And she starts walking back to her, to the offices. They're on the second floor of this shop.
Mm-hmm. Occasionally, I'll peek my head back through the door and give give what's his face the I see you.
He'll just wave. Hey. So yeah, she's in her office now.
Okay. Yeah.
Where are you?
I followed her.
Oh, okay. You didn't tell me this.
I thought I did.
Sorry. So is it just you, or did you follow? Did anybody follow?
I'm comforting Mushta.
Okay. Did Jesus or Blueberry Joy follow?
Can Jesus even follow?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's an auto mechanic place.
Yeah, but
they have
upstairs.
Our giant car.
He can go upstairs. Okay. He's smarter than a horse.
I will follow.
Okay.
I'm going to go look around.
Okay.
And talk to James.
You're going to poke around the shop. So Jesus and Egg, you follow Deviant into her office.
Yeah.
She says, "Okay, I don't know who told you about Oliver, but he's bad news. Why do you want to know about him? And what do you want to know about him?"
"We want to know where he is."
"Okay."
"Yeah."
"That's a can of worms that I can't help you with."
"Why not?"
"Because I don't have that kind of pull, okay? I know you have a thing with the shadow running, you took a break, whatever, mm-hmm. but I'm making an honest living now. I don't know what you do."
out of care. Mushtaq regrets not being here, so you'd be really sassy.
Maybe you come down after the crackers, and now we're going back in.
Yeah, maybe you just come back in and just...
No. Definitely after that, though.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's not often that cars get impounded like that. Clearly.
No, Mushtaq. No, Greg is relenting on the fact that Mushtaq cannot be there to be sassy.
But no one's seen him for a while.
Okay.
We don't know where in the world he is.
Do you know where he last was?
That's shady information. We can't pinpoint that.
Mm-hmm.
Who? You haven't been keeping tabs on me. I know this. Who told you I was here?
This person down the street called Felicity.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yep, she would. Does she know? We know.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, no.
No, she doesn't.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Okay, well, okay, I have to talk with her now. Anyway, so why'd she send you here? I'm guessing...
Car?
And we you gotta, need wheels.
Yeah. Because, you know, ours kind of stolen.
Again. We all need a car.
By a dickhead
preferably
downstairs.
Something that I can fit in.
And 9-footer outside. Hey. We kind of dismantled our only thing.
I know. And I hate that I can't turn you down. She projects from her station images of the cars that you kind of recognize. They've been heavily modified at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But you see... there are five of you?
Yes.
Oh, I have it on the sheet. Hold on. You see her modified getaway car. It's a sedan that she's extended. And it has six seats. It has plenty of room for Mushtaq and for Jesus. She swipes over, and you see this sporty looking... I'm showing you my prized possessions.
That was out of character, but oh well.
No, it wasn't.
All right.
And she says, you remember the spider? She swipes over. It's named that way because the car doors like open up like a like they open up.
Butterfly doors.
Butterfly doors, yeah, those are the ones.
Oh, those have a name?
Yeah.
I was just calling them DeLorean doors.
Oh, it was the DeLorean? Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
She swipes over, she shows you the sports sedan that she's been like tricking out for the last couple of years. She says, this one, Sweet Escape. Swipes over again, and then you see a motorcycle. It's a, like, you would know this as an illegal street racing motorcycle.
Okay.
This one, Nightmare. Swipes over, and you see a little, like, bug drone. Also been, like, completely modified and things. And then you recognize this one pretty, because this is, like, her baby, essentially. And she says, and you remember Helsing. Mm-hmm. She closes the display. She says, where do you need to go? And how can I get you there?
Out of character, where do we need to go?
We don't know, because she didn't tell us where
Oliver
was.
We gotta go to Oliver.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you need to...
We need to find Oliver and go there.
We must find Oliver. Whichever can give us an optimal means of getting there.
Yeah.
Please. So
that would... Oh, thank you. Yeah. I like you.
Thank you.
I need to do some work.
Okay.
But I'll get you there.
Cool. How long? Like,
give me a day.
Okay.
And, she says, feel free to, I don't know, feed yourselves.
We should do
stay
that.
Here. I, again, apologize about the car, but... Lot owner's paying me. I pay James. James can do what he wants. He's organized. I like him. And she just goes, I got some paperwork to do, but I'll check in with you in a few hours, see what I can do.
Okay.
If I can, get you to where you need to be. And trust me, it's not going to be easy.
Is it ever?
I'll see what I can do. And the conversation is over.
Okay.
As you guys head back downstairs, you can hear Mushtaq speaking to himself. He says, delete side quest, kill James, please.
It's deleted and James did not hear.
I do not care if he did.
I mean, he didn't anyway. He was on the phone. So yeah.
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 So, Jesus, tell me, good news?
Good news.
Very good news, sort of.
We will be getting another vehicle.
Awesome. That will fit all of us.
Yes.
Fantastic.
We should go get something.
And it will also not smell like Neo McDonald's.
I did not mind the smell.
I very much enjoyed the smell.
It smells better than this fucking city.
This fucking city smells like Neo McDonald's and a little bit of poop.
Yeah. I like the Neo McDonald's. Do like the poop. You are very clean in Tier Tangier. Ironically.
No, yeah, that tracks.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
You guys can probably find better food.
McDonald's is a luxury. You know how in certain countries McDonald's is like way higher quality?
Yeah.
That's how I like to pretend. In Tangier, they're actually high quality, so
okay.
I feel like I'm gonna be disappointed in Denver McDonald's.
Yeah, you are.
Oh man.
There's no ball pit play place in this one that you go to. There's one like a couple doors down from Felicity's, not Felicity's, from Deviant's shop. Yeah.
Are burps canon now?
Yes.
Only when you're talking to somebody.
All right.
Burps are always canon.
Jesus knows nothing about food places since he is a centaur from a place that does not have food places.
You're vegetarian.
Yes.
So anywhere that serves like a salad, it's good for you.
Okay, but that still does not affect the fact that Jesus knows nothing about the area.
That's true. That would help everyone else help you find food, though.
Don't they have salads at McDonald's?
Yeah.
All right.
So, what do you eat for food?
I mostly eat vegetables. Occasional fruit, also very good.
All right. Mm-hmm. It sounds like McDonald's can satisfy that.
I like to eat meat.
I kind of figured that.
Yeah.
You don't need to tell me that. Mm. Okay, I think I kind of assumed that.
Yes, I'm very forthright. Mm-hmm.
Did any rank ones pop up in Dojo? No?
No, not right. Ones that would catch your eye. Yeah, plus, you guys are trying to keep like a low profile until you hear back from Deviant.
Okay.
I do remember there's a burrito place across town a little ways. Not super far away. They have vegetarian burritos.
Ooh.
Sounds delicious.
Jesus does not know what a burrito is.
I think you'll like... Do you like bread?
Yes.
Do you like vegetables?
Yes.
Fantastic, we're going. And we might get our way to Totally Tony's Tacos.
All right. Okay.
Totally Tony's Tacos.
Is that also a chain?
No, it's an Italian-Mexican fusion restaurant.
Oh, no!
Ooh, I can't wait to get me some chicken parm burrito.
Oh, man.
Spaghetti tacos.
We go to Totally Tony's Tacos.
All right.
And I order a steak and shrimp burrito.
Okay. Oh, no. You can, yep, that it happens.
I got some shrimp parmesan.
Oh, no.
So while you guys are, like, out and about.
Do they have spaghetti tacos on the menu?
Yes, they do have spaghetti tacos on the menu. While you guys are out and about, you're kind of getting updates from Deviant about, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. You're kind of catching up at the same time that she's, like, sending you information. And she says, well, I have a contact in Orlando. I have a contact here, 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 here. And
all roads point to Orlando.
She says, but that's in the CIS. I can only take you so far, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I can hook you up with someone once we get to St. Louis, which is on the border, all this stuff.
I'm just smiling too much. My face hurts.
How far are we going?
Like, across the country.
Oh,
fuck.
Oh, yeah, I got
again?
A right
card.
You only went, like, a quarter of the way.
That's true. But I really thought the magic would be back in the city. I'm so far from home. Mushtaq starts to sulk.
Yeah.
You hate it here anyway, so it's all good.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm retconning how long it took you guys to get to Denver. It took you guys about 18 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
How long did it take before?
It was like...
Yeah, you guys...
17 hours?
Yeah, it's six. Yeah, it I way underestimated.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, it took you guys 18 hours to get to Denver. You parked overnight in that lot, and, you know, we know how that ended.
Motherfucker Jameson!
So yeah.
There's the spaghetti tacos.
She's sending you all this information. But only you.
Alright.
She doesn't have everyone else's contact. She kind of, like, had you as a contact on the phone, but she was like, maybe someday he'll, like, maybe talk to me. I don't know. Because you guys were, like, a tight-knit, part of a tight-knit group of, like, Forerunners that has disbanded or died. Alrighty.
I should pass all their information to her, shouldn't I?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You do that. After you realize, it's like, wait, shit, I never gave you my squad's contacts. And you send them.
And tell her with a carton of eggs.
Yeah. Just carton squad of name, egg. Carton of egg. Egg.
Carton of egg. Carton of egg. It's your name.
And she sends back, like, the barfing emoji. Oh. And then one with, like, the crying laughing.
Carton of egg sounds like a trashy indie rock band.
Yes. It really does.
That's exactly what we are.
But it's great.
Yeah.
Who's the front man?
Egg.
Egg.
What
egg.
The fuck?
I'm the bassist. No, I'm a drummer. Forget it. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm say, really?
Yeah.
I'm the keyboard player.
Jesus is the bassist. He's the quiet one.
That's true. You're definitely the bassist.
Where are you?
You're definitely the guitar player.
Yeah, I was going to say I was like the band manager or something.
You have no guitar player? Yeah,
we're just bass. We're just drum and bass.
And keyboard.
And keyboard.
I love this band.
The guitar is played through the keyboard.
Oh no!
You know genres of music nowadays.
There's like a keyboard, and then there's like this shitty like Fisher Price sound effect keyboard on top of it, and that's the guitar.
Take me away.
Neo Fisher Price.
Neo Fisher Price.
All right.
Yes.
So yeah, you have all this information, but and Deviant has their information. But we need to kind of fill that gap.
I create a group chat.
Okay.
And also I tell them.
Fill them in over, yes. Over tacos and spaghetti.
Spaghetti tacos.
I want my shrimp and parmesan.
And I get a normal
burrito
too. I
would try a spaghetti taco. I don't like.
Yeah, the spaghetti taco is like their novelty food. It's like, well, we're wacky and cool. But they're small.
Totally Tony, right?
Yeah, totally Tony's
you
tacos.
You can like, whoa, it's Taqueria. Totally Tony.
Yeah.
Wacky and flippable.
It's totally Tony, senor.
Nice. Yeah. So you guys are eating at Totally Tony's, and Deviant says, hey, I think I've got it. Come on over.
Okay.
Or come on back, I should say.
This lady is very fast. We should race.
I don't want to race.
Not you. Not you, this lady. The Deborah.
Okay.
No, her name's Deviant.
Deviant.
There you go.
Mm. Let us go.
Okay. All right, so yeah, you're back, and she says, okay, pin down a contact. I can only take you to St. Louis.
Okay. Let's go.
All right. Okay.
So the contact is in St. Louis.
Yes.
No. The contact is in Orlando.
Oh.
Orlando.
Who's the contact?
I'll let you know when we're done.
Oh, okay. Contact in Orlando. Furthest you can take us is St. Louis.
Yes.
So we have to walk to Orlando.
I can hook you up with a ride.
Can we walk?
No.
I'm not going to let you.
Damn.
It's going to take too long. This guy moves a lot, apparently. We were told he was in Denver. Now he is in Orlando.
He's on the move.
Yeah, so
just like us, I guess.
Must move quickly with a car that does not get stolen.
Oh. My cars?
Yes.
My cars don't get stolen. I make sure of that.
I hope so.
We should steal
one
of her cars.
I know every mechanic in this town. They don't fucking get stolen.
Do you know the mechanics in St. Louis?
Or Orlando.
Mechanics. Mechanics.
There you go.
Most of them.
Okay, good enough. Let us move to St. Louis. Another shitty city further from my home.
Can you let him have a moment?
I did.
And then you burped on it.
Jesus walks over and gives Mooshtak a hug.
I pat him on the back. Or as high as I can reach.
Wait, like the Christ?
Oh, we never introduced him.
Can he just angel you over there?
No. Jesus is not. Sorry. I spoke like Jesus. It was infectious. Jesus is not the son of Christ. He's a centaur. He cannot.
Got it.
And even if he was the son of Christ, the son of Christ is not an angel. He's the son of Christ. Christ.
All right. Let's so.
Go. Yes.
We leave at dawn.
Okay. What time is it now?
Dawn.
It's like 2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
I guess let's walk more dogs. Hard cut. Hard cut to a montage of us walking dogs.
You guys are each until...
Some of the dogs get stolen.
No.
We steal.
Until you guys have to be back to, like, prep, you guys are, like, making sure all your gear's in order. Hard cut to you guys are each in different parts of Denver walking, like, a cloud of dogs around you guys. You each take home 420 New Yen.
420 dogs.
So, yeah. Thank you for listening to episode 3 of the Coda Conflict. If things seem slow, it's okay. I know they do.
But it's fun, though.
Things are hopefully going to start picking up next episode. So, if you can, share us around. Tell your friends.
I'll try not to burp as much.
It's fine. It's a good character trait. I think all right, it's cool.
Tell your coworkers. Buy the cooler.
Yeah, by the water cooler.
By the water bubbler. Depending on your location.
Yeah, depending on where you're from. Yeah. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with episode 4.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I feel like I'm safe from that with my skin.
Yeah, you look semi.
Yeah. I don't want shoes.
Okay, you don't have to have shoes if you don't want to.
Cool.
So I also don't wear shoes.
All right, but you have flesh feet.
Yeah, I do have flesh feet, but they're hard and calloused from kicking people in the head.